Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. And thank you very much. Like it has always been the case, thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for opening and listen to Eagle FM Namibia. And yeah, this is a time that we discuss business and economics. We discuss business and economics with me, David Shombe, from the hour of 1800 hours until the hour of 1900 hours. This is your platform, and you are listening to your number one favorite talk radio station. And like it has always been the case, we are here. And it's a Friday. Where are you going? Are you going to do what you do always responsibly? Or you are going to go out of the line? Where are you going? Particularly the young people of Namibia. Where are we going? How are the things? How is a Friday? Are you going to attend that strategic meeting? Are you going to dance until Sunday morning? Or you are going to take care of yourself? So something that we need to look at, Yeah. Business and economic segment, as I has always indicated, this is a platform that we discuss cutting across issues, issues of bread and butter, issues of governance, trade, energy, and also issues of political communication, which is also affecting decision making. That's why at business and economic segment, we look at those aspects, and we are also indicating to you, that on this ground, when we are discussing issues of economic development, we are not limiting the discussion to one directed discussion. We also indicate that whether you comment, your views matters, and it's also very important also when we are discussing issues of development to look at what are those critical issues that need to be addressed first. What is trending in terms of economy, in terms of business? What are those opportunities? So this is a platform. That's why we are greeting you this evening, wherever you are finding yourself, and take you through this 1 hour conversation, and see what do we have for you today on the table. How relevant is that conversation, and what can we do to make sure that we upgrade the conversation? And like we're always saying, we are always indicating to say, let us elevate the conversation to the level where it's going to be impactful. Let us try to elevate the conversation to the level where it's going to assist people on the ground. That's why when issues of governance, when issues of youth development are being discussed, we must be able also to ask ourselves to say, what am I getting from this conversation? Is this conversation productive enough? Or do we need to add something to the conversation so that we make sure that we elevate the bar? Because I indicate to you, that for us to build our country, particularly the young active generation, we need to make sure that we elevate the conversation, we elevate discussion that we are having beyond who is the most beautiful chick in town, who is the guy with a lot of money in town, who beats who has what, when, and where, but not how do we build a certain project. That's why this is your platform. This is where we discussing issues without fear or favor, and we are also trying to educate and also awaken those innovative mind, awaken those critical thinking, awaken those innovative mind that solution driven. So before we go to what do we have on the table, today, we are always indicating to you that if you do not want to miss out, especially when it's coming to the environmental issue, trade issue, governance, and also public policy, make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia. Follow us in all our social media platform. You can follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And when you share our page, you got a luxury of accessing the content and also the context of developmental issues. And you will be armed with information. You will be armed with information. And when you are armed with information, it's easier for you. It's easier for you to make decisions. And it's also easier for you to educate others and also to meet at a certain level of discussion. Because when you are reading, when you understand what is happening, when you are listening to current affairs, when you are listening to relevant issues, you are also elevating your intellectual worth. You're also elevating your intellectual worth. Then eventually that will turn into productive outcome. So follow us on our social media platform, like and share our page, because not only for yourself, because when you follow and share our page, those who are following you will also be able to follow us, and we'll be together in this journey of national development. So apart from that, we have e-paper. We have our e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. The Villager newspaper is an e-paper that is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday morning. So make sure that you subscribe, you like and share the page of the Villager newspaper. And as I always emphasize to say, if you are an SME operator, if you are a policy researcher, you are a graduate researcher in developmental space, you are a student of economics, you are a student of governance, or you are just a developmental enthusiast, make sure that you use the Villager newspaper as part of your sources of information, because when you do that, you'll be able also to read and understand what is happening in the Namibian economy.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Read and understand what is happening in the Namibian economy, in which industry, either is energy, is it is it water, is it food security, is it governance, and also the political economy, whether it's in Namibia, is our neighbor, is the region of SADC, is Africa, or the globe. So that is where we meet, and that is exactly what I mean when I say do not miss out by making sure that you use the content and context of the Villager newspaper. What is very interesting is also that in a changing world of advancement in terms of technology, there are also those who are asking to say, where are you, Eagle FM Namibia? Why are we not connected? The frequency is not frequencing at this point. Sometimes I'm getting connected, sometimes I'm not getting connected. What we are indicating to you that is the world has moved so fast to that extent that everyone is at a digital platform. That's why there's an alternative, which is quite a very beautiful alternative, which will save your time and also save your energy. By just make sure that you download Eagle FM app, go to your Play Store, go to your App Store, then you can be able also to download Eagle FM app. When you download that, you can automatically, when you just open the app like that, you can automatically listen to the programs which are on air, like currently now. And you can also be able also to catch up on those programs that you have missed. In a situation that you were doing something of equal importance, maybe you were at work, you were jogging, you were hiking, or you were having good times and you did not really got an opportunity to listen to the program that you really wanted to listen to. Do not worry. Just go to your app, then you look at podcast, then you can get the name of that program, the time, and who was hosting it, and your life will be more easier. You listen at your own time, at your own pace. That is your open archive for free. It's an open archive, open records for free, and when you do that, you can be able to have access to the content. The other thing also that you need to do is to make sure that you have access to to Imba app. Make sure that you have access to Imba app, because Imba app is a digital version of a hymn book. It's a digital version of a hymn book that is also, you can download. You can go to Play Store. You can go to App Store. Then you download, Imba app. And when you download Imba app, the good thing about Imba app is that, it's a digital version of a hymn book that is in various Namibian languages. So when you download it and put it in your phone, then you can also be able to, get access to the digital version of a hymn book. Either it's in Oshiwambo, that is your Ehangano, either it's in Ocherero, Maimburiro, either it's in Afrikaans, Silozi, and also other local Namibian languages. So make sure that you download Imba app and you make your life more easier. Because in this world of advancement in terms of technology, is how fast we are changing so that we can be able to cope with the world. Is how fast we are changing, and also how smart we are working. Because if we are changing with the trend of time by not losing ourselves, we will be able also to easily innovate, easily, you know, access to information, and also make decision quicker, which are effective and can save time and also other people. Because now the world is moving digital. We have seen electrical cars already here. We have seen robotics. Robots are already on their way. Not this one that you see causing traffic jams. Real robots that can come and do the work. And what we need to embrace, especially about the advancement in terms of technology, is that technology is not a competition. If you look at it as a competition, then it's going to outcompete you. But if you look at technology as an assistant, as something that can accompany you, or something that will make your life more easier, then we can be able to use that technology to advance the interest of our own interest, professional interest, business interest, and also national interest. Because when you do that, just make sure that you are up to date with what's happening. Make sure that you are able to use apps such as Eagle FM app, and also Imba app. And the other thing, is also that you can be able to talk to our marketing manager. You can be able to talk to our marketing manager, and you can be able to buy airtime, on air. You can be able to buy airtime on air. And when you buy airtime on air and you advertise your product, it's easier for you to get your potential customers to access customers around Namibia and also the world, because when you have Eagle FM app, you do not just listen to the programs when you are in Namibia, because we are saying it's the operational mechanism of Eagle FM app is that wherever you are, as long as you have Eagle FM app, you can be able to listen. Imagine if you advertise through Eagle FM, then you can be able now to get access to those customers in Namibia and also around the world. You can also advertise through the Villager newspaper. You can also advertise through the Villager newspaper. Like we are always saying to say, money invested in advertisement is money on the way to come back to the owner. Money invested in advertisement, that means that you are going to increase your revenue. And you will be able to develop, expand your business, and also work smart, because that is exactly what you want you to be. And also, you will be also be able to be informed on what's happening around. So, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is a business and economic segment. This is business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. We are here until the hour of 1900 hours. And we are greeting you this Friday, wherever you are finding yourself. And we are always indicating to you that at this platform, this is where real discussions are happening. This is where we are interrogating matters, and also not only interrogating matters for the sake of looking for faults, but we are interrogating matters for the sake of trying to find solutions to our problems, and also see what we can contribute, either intellectually, so that eventually it will turn into actions. Eventually we'll be informing each other I teach you, you teach me, we understand each other, then we see how we can build our country. Because at the juncture that we are, although we are seeing some development, we still need to move. We still need to move because there is still a lot of things which need to be done. Either it's in academia, it's in public, private sector, at an NGO level, at a policy level, at the implementation level, and also at the personal level too, at an individual level too, as a citizen of Namibia, there are still a lot of things that we need to do to make sure that we are in line with where we want to go, and also what we want the future to be, what we want the future of our kids to be, and also the generation which will come after us, because you are short-sighted if you think only about yourself in the next 50 years, if you think only about yourself in the next 20 years, if you don't think about what will happen when you are no more here. Because you need to build the foundation for others, because where you are stepping on somebody's foundation. You are stepping on somebody's foundation to that extent that when you leave this world one day, you also establish a foundation that others will build from, not people just to find nothing. That's why these are the discussion that we are having. These are the discussion that we are looking at. And also see what are those things that have been keeping us backward. What are those things that have been keeping us down? Either at the business sector, either at the education sector, and also either at the national development, sector. So we look at that thing. We look at that thing, and we move forward and see what are measures that we can come up with? What are some of the recommendations on the topic that we bring about on the table? So stay tuned. Stay tuned. We are here until the hour of... Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. And today, especially this Friday, we are going to look at the Common Youth Agenda. We are going to look at the Common Youth Agenda. Yeah, it's stated that in every generation, the young people of that generation define their own agenda. The young people of that generation define their own agenda. And we are also going to ask difficult questions today to say, as Namibian young people, as Namibian youth, do we have a common youth agenda? And what is that youth agenda that we are having? What is that common youth agenda that we are having? Because when you look at... you look at the generation of 1960s, when you look at the generation of 1970s, when you look at generations before independence, that common agenda was redefined and was defined by the need to liberate the country, was defined by the need for self, independence of the country. And young people across the board, they have to unite. They have to unite and look at what is that which is a threat to the future of the country. What is that which is a threat to them having a good life and also dignified life. So that's why history have indicated to us that pre-colonial, pre-independence Namibia, we have seen people who were active, Some people, they left school. Some people, they left their parents. Some people, they left their good jobs and go to the liberation struggle by various means. Some, they go to diplomacy. Some, they went to the front. And also some went to into activism, that is political activism, to make sure that at least one day we get independence. Now, it come at a different time, and the generation is defined differently by different people. In the context of a generation can be defined as a period of 20 to 25 years, or a generation can be defined as a period which is covered by certain events which have happened. So, in this regard, we are looking at a Namibian young person, and also how do we relate to others? Do we have something that is that we share in common? do we have a commonality that we say, no, that this is us, we are Namibian, this is where we are meeting? Do we agree, do we meet at a certain point that we agree on one thing? Yeah, you look at South Africa, for example, they have a generation of 1960, it's called the generation of 1976, but that is based on the event of Soweto and fighting for free education and also fighting for abolition of Africans in school, although it was a minority language, and fighting of apartheid one-on-one. And there are various generations. Now, the question that we are asking ourselves is that when you look at where we are now as a country, where we are now as a continent, the continent, 70% of the population is under the age of 30. The Africa currently is the youngest continent in terms of population. At any point in time, where we are now, in the whole world, we have the youngest population, we have active, energetic, young people. When you look at the other way, at countries like Japan, they have the oldest generation. But it will change with time, actually, because it's not changing with time. But we have the youngest population or majority of African people currently. They are very young, and we need to redefine ourselves. We need to define ourselves, redefine ourselves, and see what is that one thing that put us together. What is one thing that put us together? What is the other thing that, no matter the tribe, no matter the political party, no matter the profession, no matter the business relation, no matter this societal status, no matter the economic rank, the situation where we are meeting to say, these are the Namibian young people, and this is what we want. Because you know why? If that does not happen.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
If that does not happen, it is going to be a barrier to what we are hoping to achieve as a country. It's going to be a barrier, because how can you move if you don't have a common agenda? How can you move forward if you don't have a common agenda? How can you move forward if you are not speaking well about other young people at the table that you are reaching? And being at the at a youth forum for a few years, I was able to see that the young people that we have in Namibia, they are in different categories. They are in different categories. And you also find those one who behave like elders, which maturity is not a problem, who behave like elders, then they forget about other young people. And there are also those who want to isolate themselves. There are various groups of young people. If you want to say that, go to university, for example. Just go to university. Yes, we understand is diversity. We understand is different background. But the question can still remain. You are still a Namibian. You are still facing the same problem. If you are in Windhoek, you are still the problem that I'm facing, the problem that you are facing. If you are in Okahanya, the problem that young people in Okahanya are facing is the same problem. If you are in Ochivarongo, it's still the same thing. But the question is that, are we united as young people of Namibia? Are we able to defend each other? The other time I was speaking to Kave Vedemburuka, then we had a discussion to say, have we seen young people, especially now that politics have defined us, which it has always been politics, but apart from politics, have we seen young people from various political parties working on the same projects? Just working on the same project to say no. There is, for example, Youth Fund, which was unveiled let's take this young person from this political party because he has maybe experience, and also he has understanding on organizing young people, and come up with a project to say this is how we are going to assist these young people to be so very competitive so that they can get something from this fund. Do we have that, or we still have a long way to go? Because based on Namibia definition of a young person is somebody from the age of the definition of a youth actually is somebody from the age of 16 to 35. From the age of 16 to 35. And there are also various arguments which are saying no, there are still those who are adult youth who can go until 45. But the question remains is that what is that one thing that is defining our common agenda? Because remember, before independence, the threat to economic advancement was on the ground of limited opportunity to young people, limited economic opportunities to young people, particularly majority of the blacks, and also freedom. And that is exactly what united people together. But now, when we are now at post independence, Namibia, there are limitations that young people that face young people. There are limitations that face young people. But these limitations that face young people, do we have what we call commonalities to fight the enemy that is facing all of us? Number one is youth unemployment. You have mental health issues. You have also the question of quality education. The question of quality education. Or maybe to say the question of education that applies, or education that is required by the market. Then what you are asking yourself is that seeing these giants which are facing young people and also those who are coming, where are the youth leaders of Namibia, and what are they discussing about when they are in their meetings? Where are the youth leaders of Namibia, and what are they discussing about? Yes, it's not wrong for a youth leader to discuss about history. It's not the wrong thing. It's not the wrong thing for the youth leader to discuss about legacy. But it's quite paramount to look at, because that is a history which caused by young people of that time. I want to give you a task also to look at, and I want to use liberation as an example, but there are other examples also that you can look into. There are other examples that you can look into, not only liberation. Look at people that you are seeing now, or people that have passed on. Look at 1960, for example. How old was our founding father in 1960? How old was the late Ginkop, for example, in 1960? How old was Ribotina Madira? How old were those? Let's go to business also. How old was Auba Idongo, for example? How old was Tate Usko, 1960s? I'm just giving you examples so that you can be able also to get the picture here. You can be able to get the picture here. Then when you look at that to say, what did they do when they were at that point? Where did they meet, all of them? Not in person, but where did they meet in terms of their focus and what they want to achieve? Let's just go back and trace. How was the unity at that time when facing their own? Now, we are here discussing history. We are here discussing and praising, which is indeed a good thing. But the question that I have is still the same, to say, where are the youth business leaders? It's not wrong for a youth business leader to discuss business with an older business person. That is, that person is looking for wisdom. But are you taking care of other youth people? Where are the young people in politics? I'm always fascinated to look at politics, and I will not stop saying about this. I'm always fascinated to look at politics and see, to say, man, I want this young person to speak about this, because this is what we were discussing about before this, before putting on a suit. Or maybe there is something that we are not seeing because we are not there. Because what they want is that when we give you an opportunity, when we elect you as a youth councillor, whatever political party you are, when we elect you as MP, whatever political party you are, you must have this understanding to say, no, I have to find a way. I have to find a way to make sure that what I left behind, they need to be addressed. What I left behind, they need to be addressed. Because if you just join the choir and you keep quiet, it will not work at all. And they will also have a long-term impact if you are not facing these things now. When debates about quality education are brought on the table, let us stand up and debate about this quality education. When debates about innovation are brought on the table, let us discuss respectfully. Respectfully. It's not wrong. It's not wrong at all. And you must listen to me very carefully. It's not wrong to argue with an adult in this civilized world. It's also not wrong to stand up when you have a strong opinion. But you must also draw the lines that the sign of respect must still remain. The sign of respect must still remain. How many people spoke up when the youth fund was released and it was with a limitation of time in complying? I mean, in completion of it, it was with a limitation of time. How many people spoke up? Because it was supposed to be a collective issues. It was supposed to be a common agenda from all the young people, not only in parliament, not only in business, but all the young people to say, no, we have understood this and we are really happy about it. But the way, the structure, the timing, the requirements, they are not in line, and we do not have enough window to make sure that we address this thing. Because at the end of the day, those who had voice and did not speak up, do you know how many people you delayed? Do you know how many people you delayed? But that is something of the past. Let us look at the future. Ask yourself this question. Ask yourself, and I'm always paining when I'm seeing young people with a potential that is not able to use that potential. Not really because a person is unlucky. It's only because her need or his need was not addressed loud enough so that people can come and react to it. It's only that her need was not published on social media so that people can run and we see them as heroes to assist people in public. But the question still remains to say, what is the role of youth leaders in Namibia? I'm seeing them to say, they're speaking about youth empowerment, and what is that tangible thing? And it's also a question that I'm posing to myself to say, what is that tangible thing that I can say I have done? So that at least that Kalitu foundation which I'm lying, other people can step on it. Because remember, we cannot be called a youth until forever. You will never be a youth until forever. And that's why the question can still remain. Whether you are a professional, whether you are a student, whether you are a full-time politician, whether you are in NGO, whatever field you are, the question can still remain to say, when you see young people going through a lot, what are you doing about it? What are you doing about it? Because that was supposed to be a collective responsibility. Because here, when we speak about business and economic segment, one of the things that we discuss about is human development. Then what is your contribution to human development, particularly to the generation that we are in now? What is the common youth agenda? And it's a question which I'm posing to youth to youth councillors, youth leaders, youth mayors. And I'm very happy that they are given opportunity, particularly now. What are those projects that you have? ask those young mayors, Oshana, Hangwena, and many others, young people. Ask them, what is the project that we have for, a very clear project that we have for young people, and how can they come and not really to say it's your whole responsibility, but where can we meet? Where can we meet and we discuss about these real issues? Because, as it has been said, there is no luxury of time. There is no luxury of time. Young people are dying in the street. When you look around towns, they are selling themselves, and people don't speak about this thing. And it is bad for the economy. They are doing what is not right. And nobody speak about this thing. People are just continue business as usual. When a youth leader can go to a pub, you can go to a club, then you see that there's this lady standing here until maybe certain hours. What are you doing here? Or what is your plan about this thing? You just continue to sleep well, and you are calling people, you are a youth leader, we empowered people, we did this and this. Because those are monsters that need to be dealt with while they are young. I'm not mentioning them, I'm not saying people, they are monsters. I'm saying that situation is a monster that is still young. That if we keep on ignoring it, one day it will swallow all of us. And it would destroy the whole generation. You know what will happen? If the generation does not take care of itself, it will take another generation to come and also do what we're supposed to do. It will delay the development of the country. It will delay the development of the country. So, for those of you coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And today, we are discussing about the commonality in terms of youth agenda, especially Namibian youth. What are those things that we are saying we are working together to achieve? What are those things that we are saying we are working together?
Want to treat your school kids during their short break? Tiffany Happy Break Chocolate Bar, $4.99. One pack Tiffany Cream Biscuits, $6.99. 125 grams U-Brand Potato Chips, a bag-in at $16.99. Any two packets of Finny Sweets, just $24.99. And 2 liters Oros Concentrate, only $36.99. You save your low-budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Together to achieve. What are those things that we are saying we are working together to address? And what are the problems which are facing us? And do we like each other as young people? Or are we divided by the economic status? Do we support each other as young people? Or we are divided by the economic status? Because there is no one who can come and put all the young people together and also put on a plan. The president put on a platform, somebody put on a platform, businesses can put on the platform, but if we are not united, we can still cheat each other and beat each other around. If you want to just look at the social media, if somebody is selling something on social media, little to no support or just nothing at all. But when somebody has done something wrong, when the bad news come out, says, no, somebody has done something wrong, somebody was robbed, somebody was beaten, the reactions which are there, or somebody was shamed, you see the reactions. Then you're asking yourself to say, what society are we living in? And how are we going to develop if we don't have a spirit of nationalism, being patriotic about our country and also accommodating each other? Because because remember this, the point is here. If you are not assisting those who are in need, and you are at the same age, when you are well, you have your family, you have your kids, you have money and all these things, then you want your kids to go to school, for example, they are going to go to school with those kids of those broken youth parents that you did not assist. And do you know what will happen to that? It will be very difficult also for a kid to succeed in that society, because it's a burden which passed on to another person. So that's why, dear listeners, today at Business and Economic Segment, we have this deliberate program to discuss, to say, we need to take stock of what happened for the past 35 years, because when we are 35, Namibia is now 35, and next year, Namibia, if we have to personify the country, is no more a youth, according to the Act 3 of 2009. And somebody who was born in 1990, what are those things, what are those three things that you can say you have done for others? And what are those things that you can say you have succeeded in together with other young people? Because it's not right and it's not correct at all to continue business as usual, especially looking at the burden which young people are going through, and is treated like normal. But the question that you also need to ask is also not only to youth leaders, but we also need to ask that question to say, how connected are we? How connected are we? So that we can address, issues which are facing us. Because now, if you go to a certain place, you have those young people who say they went to university. You have those one who say, no, we went to vocational training center. You have those one who did not make it to high school. They are on their own group. And just sectors, sections, and division that, if not handled very well, we are going to destroy ourselves, and we are not going to have anything to deal with. Yeah, that's why today, when you speak about human development, it's also part of community development to say, when an African is saying, if you want to go far, you must go with other people. What are those people that you are going with? Because if you want to go far, it's part of African philosophy to say, if you want to go far, you must work with others, hold each other's hands and move forward. Are we holding each other in business? Are we holding each other at school? Are we holding each other? And at what pace are we moving? And who's responsible is it to make sure that we define our own future? Do we need somebody to tell us that young people must come here and go here? Because by the time we wake up, we are 70 years old, and we are still at the theoretical level. We are still not doing anything, and we are still not acting as one. Because the generation which took over Namibia in 1990, they did their best what they can do. They have faults, yes. But what happened after that? There is something which I have stated to say, the generation of 1978, especially in the Namibian context. I think when you look at that, it was also part of, because most of those guys, I think majority of them at that point, who, if somebody's born 1978 by independence, that person is around 12, 11 years there. And these are the guys who, when you go and to the records of University of Namibia, records of is it Ongwediva College and many other institutions of that time which were there, if you go to those records, you'll be able to realize to say that generation also, because the generation which gave birth to corporate leaders that we have now, the people who are holding different institutions now, and it's also a generation which has also came and filled the gap of professionals, in an independent Namibia. Because those who are, they are one who went to school, almost first. Because by that time, by that time, new things were developing, and they actually did well to lay a foundation. But what happened after that? What happened after that? Particularly from 1990, because that is our zone. That is our ground. That is our ground. What happened after that? So it's not a question of blaming anybody. It's a question of awakening up to say, man, I think I'm not just on my own. Even if I'm on my own, I have to make sure that I work with others so that I can lay a foundation. Because if I don't lay a foundation now, after you leave this world, your kids are going to suffer. Your cousins, your smaller cousins are going to suffer because they are still going to continue with the line. They are still going to continue with the line. Because if somebody asks you, and it's quite a very difficult and a loaded question. It's quite a very difficult and a loaded question when people are going to ask you to say, what did you do? What did you do? Yes, other people have no, they were sabotaging us. Yes, somebody sabotaged me here and there. But what did you do that showed that at least you have tried something? Maybe you did something and you failed. But at this business and economic segment, specifically to the Namibian young people, we must then look at what is in our community and also what can we do to make sure that we improve that in our community. Imagine you have a certain constituency in a certain village in a certain point in time in Namibia where you have 20 graduates of agriculture, 5 accountants, and also 10 artisans from vocational training center. But these people are just passing each other. They don't talk. They don't share ideas. But that is already a big project which is standing on its own. Does not even need anything. It's a big project standing on its own because you have accounted, you have technicians, you have a scientist. It's a big project already. It's a green scheme on its own. Does not need anything anymore. But the question is that where are we meeting? What is the role of a youth leader? Because I'm always seeing somebody calling him, no, I'm a youth leader. I'm doing this for the people. But what do you do as a youth leader? If you are a youth leader, what is your understanding of youth business? What sector are you in if you are a youth leader? If somebody calls himself a youth leader, whether it's in Okahanja, it's Venduk, it's in the northern part of Namibia, east or south or west, ask the person to say, no, you are a youth leader. What is the context of Namibia? How many youth are within the constituency that you are leading? How many of them have opportunities? And how do we address these challenges? How many successful projects that you have accomplished or you have started? Because you can't just be a youth leader by position. You must be able also to prove something to say this is what you have done. If not, guys, we need to change. We really need to change, especially young people. And we also need to see what is that which is affecting us. Because when you speak about youth opportunity, when you speak about the issue of mental health, this thing is taking a lot of young people, young professionals, even young professionals. But there's still a way, especially where we are now. There's still a way in the world of digitalization, in the world of advancement in terms of technology. There's still a way. If we all start to make, if we all start to look at relevant information, if we all start to look at developmental information, if we all start to look at either bigger projects or SME development, if we all start to look at, skill and upgrading ourselves, that is where we are going to meet. If we all start to look at innovation events, I'm always failing to understand why when Kasi Vibe start, and which I respect and I go to it, don't worry, I go to it. Why Kasi Vibe start, it's attracted a lot of young people and you don't even know where the money is coming from. But when it's coming to innovation, when it's coming to business summit, a few to none. But where can be the problem? Is it because of the past experience, or is it because it was not well, it was not well marketed? Because if we can show up at developmental event, if we can show up at the constituency constituency address, like the way we show up at entertainment event, if we can show up at the state of regional address, like the way we show up at pubs, this country is going to change one day. It's going to change one day. But we don't need anybody to come and motivate us. We just need to stand up and go to say, if you have a cancer, go and ask us cancer. Because I meet a lot of good debaters around, not at the right places, but they give points. They can out debate everybody. They have a policy position, policy proposal. But just because of the situation and not reaching that stage, or that person is not in that room, or that courage, that person doesn't have that courage, then knowledge is being wasted, and also unutilized talent is there. And we already understood the impact of unutilized talent, which will lead to frustration and also lead to an angry nation. Because if you have majority of young people, they do not have positions, they are not united, and they are not having a platform, then you lead an angry nation, and that will be very difficult also to control and progress, because there's still going to be a generational gap. And if you are a youth leader and you are not asking yourself, what have you done for your country? If you are not seeing something wrong, when you are seeing bars full of people, then stakeholders engagement within your constituency, when you are seeing clubs full of people, then state of constituency address or engagement with developmental partners within the region, and you are not seeing something wrong there, then remember that you have failed, and you have to improve on that, and we have to improve on that. And also to everybody, what we need to do, we cannot do it alone, but what we need to do is to make sure that we hold hands and see where we are meeting. Because currently as we are speaking, I want to indicate that majority of young people, we are in need, or majority of young people are faced by the same problem. It's education, it's unemployment, it's economic inequality, and many other things. That is where we are meeting. If we meet there, then that's where we can be able to share ideas. If we meet on that ground, then that is also where we are going to be trusted, because if we meet as a united front, it's easier for us to come up with this developmental, progress. Because those who are successful now, let's go and trace the time when they had energy. Let's go and trace the time when they had energy. And that is the only way. So, dear listeners, we thank you for always listening to Business and Economic Segment. Continue following Eagle FM Namibia at all our social media platform. Follow us on X, Instagram, LinkedIn, and also Facebook. Read the Villager newspaper. Upgrade your content and context of developmental issues. Make sure that you download the Eagle FM app, and also make sure that you download Imba app, and you make your life more easier by engaging and also contribute to national development. So do not forget, ask yourself this one: what is our common agenda as young people, regardless of our religious background, regardless of our political background, regardless of our ethnicity, regardless of our color? What is our common agenda? And if we do not find that, you still need to make sure that you ask questions and see what is that thing that you can do. So for me, David Shombe, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. And see you Monday. and enjoy your Friday responsibly.